Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can help guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, my friends. How are you this week? I hope that I have found you well listening right now. But if I haven't found you well, if you're struggling, if you're feeling off, if you're down or you're anxious, that's okay too. It really, really is. It's okay to bring everything that you are and that you're going through to the podcast right now. Because whatever you're feeling is a part of you. And to ask you to leave it behind to listen to the show would be to deny the authentic you. Okay, why am I making such a weird big deal out of that? Because today we're talking about spiritual bypassing, what it is, why we don't want to engage in it, and what might be more helpful. I got to thinking about it partly because I see it on social media all the time, you know, good vibes only, no negativity, that kind of thing. But also because I went to a yoga class not too long ago and the teacher opened up with something that I really try to avoid when I'm teaching. Now, I don't think she's a bad teacher or she did anything wrong, just to be clear. What she said was, leave all your baggage at the door, which is advice that we're given all the time, right? Don't bring your drama to work, all that. And I don't entirely disagree. And I know that what she was really saying was to be present on our mats, to focus on what we were doing in that moment, in that class. And that's the idea. But it got me thinking. Sometimes it's just impossible to leave your baggage. It's part of what's happening in your life and in your body and mind and spirit in the moment. And for me, I want people to bring all of themselves to class, and maybe the yoga flow, the breath, can help us work through some of it. It can help us tap into the okay part of ourselves to help relieve some of the suffering that the not okay parts of ourselves are going through. So again, I don't think her intentions were wrong or bad. I just think it speaks to sort of a larger movement within the spiritual development community where we think that we need to abandon the parts of us that aren't all love and light. And that movement has a name: spiritual bypassing. It encompasses a lot, but that seems to be most people's introduction to the idea. The idea that we need to be uplifting and positive at every moment. I did an episode a long time ago now on toxic positivity, and this is part of that, just with a focus on the spiritual aspects. Bypassing says that we need to put on a happy face, a high vibe, no matter what, because otherwise we're attracting negative things from the universe. It's a bit of victim blaming, or it can be, in my opinion, that if something bad happens, then we attracted it. We weren't thinking positively enough. And that is that is simply not true. Sometimes random bad things happen and they're not your fault. That sounds so obvious, but there's an entire community that I feel like is trying to say that if we just prayed hard enough or did better at manifesting, we'd have nothing but sunshine and rainbows and unicorns. Or that spiritual growth in general is all happiness and no bad feelings. And I get so concerned when I hear people say that because in my experience, those dark nights of the soul hit everyone. And if you're in the habit of denying all negative feelings, they're going to hit really hard and you won't be prepared or have any coping skills for them. You'll have no idea where to turn, and a normal, difficult, but normal part of growth will feel like an absolute abyss from which there is no return. And yes, some people are just naturally more optimistic than others. That seems to be a genetic trait more than anything. And for them, for those people, it will feel easy, or easier at least, to be positive more of the time. And being your normal self, your authentic self, isn't toxic, and it's not spiritual bypassing. When we expect ourselves and others to present nothing but positivity, or expect nothing but ease, and we never acknowledge the very real challenges and heartaches of living in the world, that's when we start to see spiritual bypassing. Because we're bypassing the work, trying to skip it and go straight to enlightenment, or at the very least, the appearance of enlightenment. Or use our spiritual nature to try to skip addressing earthly concerns. If you have strong emotions that are hard to experience, it doesn't do much good in the moment to think about how we're all just drops of water in the ocean and our individual experiences are small in the grand scheme of things. That might be true, but it isn't always helpful, at least for a lot of people in a lot of circumstances. It's like when someone you love passes away and people say, oh, they're in a better place. Well, you may believe that true, you may not, but a lot of times that doesn't help with the processing of the grief in that moment. Now, of course, everyone is different, and that might be the most helpful thing in the world to you. But if it isn't, trying to force it to be, trying to force yourself past grief and sadness and trauma in the name of being spiritual is bypassing. It's trying to skip the hard work of the world to feel better right now. And it just doesn't work. Those emotions are still there. They're just repressed or covered up or ignored. And then they can show up in other ways, usually very uncomfortable ways, like pain or lashing out at your loved ones or hurting other people when you don't mean to. Suppressing emotions or trying to leave them at the proverbial door so that we can present ourselves as calm, serene, spiritual beings is it's a fine thing to do short term, I suppose, but it absolutely won't work in the long run. I mean, everyone has had the experience of needing to pull it together, whatever it is, to just get through the next few minutes, but when we allow those minutes to turn into hours, into days, into weeks, we're not really growing spiritually. In fact, we're probably stunting our spiritual growth because part of our work here on earth is to have all of those emotional experiences, even the painful ones. Another way people use spiritual bypassing is as a way to compensate for their shaky beliefs or perception of their own self-worth. You may have experienced this yourself, having shaky beliefs, usually because it's new and you're still learning. When you first learned about chakras, for instance, and maybe no one else around you had any idea what you were talking about, you can feel a little shaky. And that's to be expected, and it's pretty normal. It's not a problem. When we learn something new, we keep learning and exploring, and eventually we come to a truth. Spiritual bypassing is when we try to skip over all the learning and processing and hold ourselves up as the gold standard for understanding. Even if we're doing this in an attempt to validate our own beliefs, it can still be a problem because, once again, we've bypassed all the work. Or simply assuming that our beliefs are the right ones and everyone else should believe the same way we do or experience spiritual concepts in the same way that we do. And it's equally or maybe even more damaging to be on the receiving end of someone's attempt to bypass because it can feel like an affront to our own belief system.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Even seemingly excellent practices can be used for spiritual bypassing. For example, and I hate to say this because y'all know I love meditation, but If every time I'm riled up about an injustice in the world or I'm frustrated in my relationship, I go meditate so that I can find calm, I'm never really addressing the underlying issue. I may have momentary peace, but I haven't changed the situation. I'm not contributing to a more just society. I'm not facing the issues in my relationship, which, by the way, is unfair to everyone involved, not just the meditator. Now, certainly meditation isn't wrong, but we can't simply use spiritual practices to avoid our problems here on earth. That's one reason I started the series on spiritual practices that don't look like what we think of when we think of spiritual practices. The first one I did was an interview with a sex therapist in episode 177 who talked about how to address issues in our sexual wellness that are impacting our relationships. When we avoid these things and use spiritual practices as a defense mechanism, we start to run into trouble. We halt our growth in every area of our lives, and we could even find ourselves moving away from where we want to be. Spiritual bypassing can also be used to deny parts of our being or our experience. The idea that if we simply pray or meditate, we can change who we are or change our circumstances in some cases. Yes, we talk about how these practices allow us to have some control over our reactions to what happens, but a person can't meditate her way out of poverty or meditate her way out of systemic racism, nor should we expect her to. That's spiritual bypassing because it relieves the community of responsibility when we should, as a spiritual practice, as a community, as a spiritual community, be stepping in to make changes. I feel like this is a somewhat insidious example of spiritual bypassing because it can be easy to think that we're doing the right thing, that we're encouraging everyone to be mindful and do the things that we think will help them. But in this case, I think we're bypassing our worldly responsibilities to each other. So that's a quick primer on spiritual bypassing. If you haven't heard of it before, now you at least have some idea what it is and why you might like to check in with yourself to see if you're engaging in it. If you are, welcome to the club. We all do it sometimes. The important thing is to just be self-aware enough to recognize it and stop it if that's not what your intention is. Not all spiritual bypassing is on purpose, but it can always create problems in the long term, even if it feels like it solves problems short term. And self-care, healing, reducing harm to your emotional health is a really long-term endeavor, however you choose to do it. All right, my friends. Of course, I want you to join me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, because it's always fun to connect there, and it's a really good place to send me a message with questions or if there's a topic that you want to see covered on the show. And remember that I do have a Patreon page that I post on every week now, at least once. And what else? Remember to share the show with a friend, or if you have a favorite episode, send it to somebody. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I can't wait to talk again. Bye.